Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. It is a blessing to be with you again, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I began Monday, Complete in Him, that scripture that is found in Colossians, the second chapter, verse 10. And we have been examining what it means really to be complete in Him. Basically, it is a lifelong process from the moment we're saved until we go to be with Jesus. And then that work, that total work, will be fully complete when we are with the Lord. When we awake, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Praise God. And so let me share a scripture with you. We're going to continue on in that of how God wants to minister to us, how we can, sometimes we feel so disorganized, so disheveled, that our life is just out of order, and we really want to feel, the Lord leads us, He guides us, but He has given us what I would say, metrons of authority, areas that we and we alone may have control and the right to rule. And first of all, that right to rule is given to each and every one of us as an individual. We as an individual, saved or unsaved, we have that right to have whatever perspective we choose, whatever attitude we choose, whatever actions we make. Certainly we're influenced by the world and we can be coerced into doing things like that. But basically, we do have authority over especially our internal condition. There are many wonderful saints of God that have, what was it, Pilgrim's Progress? My goodness, didn't he write that in prison? But look at the beautiful writings of Paul. So many of his works, the epistles, were written in prison. And so the spirit man, the inner man, is not bound. And we do have the ability and the right and the authority to control what goes on within us. So let me share Romans 15 and 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience, we got to have patience, beloved, and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Comfort of the scriptures means that if God has said it, it's going to happen. If God said it, He'll do it. He is a faithful God. And so it's actually quite scriptural to look, and we're going to do that in a little bit, at an historical book of the Bible to get prophetic insight. Let me share a couple more scriptures. 1 Corinthians 10 and 11 says, "Now all these things happened unto them," talking about Israel, "for in samples." In other words, they were an example for us, and they were written for our admonition, for our learning, okay, upon whom the ends of the world are come. And 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. It's good. It's helpful for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. What is reproof? That means to expose certain things and bring them to light. Correction, what is that? To mean set something straight. If something's off, if something's not true, if something's off kilter, there's a correction, there's a setting straight of it. And the whole Word of God was written that we could learn about God, and we could also see human nature so vividly portrayed. Those who hated God, those who walked with God, those who walked with God and fell. Nothing is held back. It's a beautiful love story from the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit, God moved upon holy men of old, and they wrote down, that was which is inspired, and they wrote down what God was giving them for us, for generations of believers. Now, as I said, a historical book can actually give us prophetic insight, and without going into the book of Nehemiah, just let's suffice to say it is in the Old Testament, and if you will, it's an Old Testament picture of a New Testament truth. If you remember Nehemiah, he was the king's cupbearer. He heard how bad things were at Jerusalem. He was greatly grieved, and he prayed, and the king gave him leave to be able to go and rebuild the walls. And he checked it out. He had a lot of battles as he completed that. But the amazing thing, it was a miracle, completed in 52 days. And there was opposition of the enemy, but God undertook, and there was victory. Amazing victory. 52 days, there was so much rubble, the workers were discouraged. But I mean, it's a fascinating, wonderful book. But in the new, it's, if we can transfer it, if you will, to the New Testament, Nehemiah is a picture of the Holy Spirit restoring our lives and leading us into all truth. Isn't that what Jesus said? He said, the Father is going to send the Comforter who will guide you into all truth. Now, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly or entirely. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be blameless. In other words, be preserved, preserved complete, if you will, unto the coming of the Lord. And so what was Paul praying here? Well, obviously, if you're a new Christian, the construction of our being, if you will, consists of three parts. Our physical body, we understand and can relate to, our soul, and our spirit man. That's what happens when we're born again. When the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us, the Spirit of Jesus, when we've accepted Jesus and turned from our former life and say, I want you to be Savior, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord. When that happens, the Holy Spirit comes into our spirit man is born again, we become a new creature in Christ Jesus. However, the soul, and you're never going to get more saved than that. Your spirit man is saved. However, that's when the work starts. That's when the battles begin. Maybe not immediately. There, I noticed for many believers in my own life, there was a honeymoon period for a while, and then the Lord says, okay, now it's time to learn a few things about warfare. But the soul, beloved, is constituted of three parts. It's the mind or the intellect. It's how we think, the brain, if you will. There's our emotions, everything from anger and rage all the way to the most tenderest of love. That's how we feel. Those are our emotions. And the whole culture today is run on feelings. Isn't that the truth? And then our will. That is that ability within our person that we decide to think something, decide to do something, decide to say something. It's the choices that we make. And these three areas which constitute the soul become impacted and broken down at many different levels and by many different things. As I said, as I've been sharing this week, some, if you didn't get saved until you're older in life, I mean, there's a whole history of wounds and sorrows through the things you've gone through in life and the disappointments and the hurts. And so at the level of the mind, there's doubts, there's confusions, there's thoughts and imaginations that assail an individual. There's reasons or logic, if you will, that are contrary to what the Word states. Human reasonings that aren't infallible. They're fallible. They're deceptive. They are wrong. And then at the emotional level, beloved, we have fears, we have lusts, we have anger, we have bitterness, and of course, the positive things of joy and love that we can experience. And then at the level of the will, resistance can be weak. We are not able to make decisions. There's confusion. There's attempts at progress hindered by various things, our own unwillingness to stay with it, or actual obstacles that are put in the way. And then our confidence can be crippled. We can feel that we're just unable to do things. And so I've really been wanting to minister to people, because I feel there's an area that God just wants to restore areas of your soul. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I speak restoration for those in the area of their soul, in the area of their emotions, Lord, their mind, their will. Lord, you will move in every area to bring a healing and deliverance and completion. Holy Spirit, that you will do what you do so well. You will bring us, you will complete what you started. And Father, I thank you for it. But the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I reach out to you. My hand is extended to you to draw you to myself, to hold you in my arms and comfort you, and to cause you to experience the divine love of my heart, the love of God, the agape of God, which transcends all human love that you have ever experienced. And in my sheltering arms, you can take refuge and you can find the healing that your soul needs. Come to me, stay with me, let me minister to you, and I will hold your hand and walk with you through all the days of your life, says the Lord. Praise God. I just sense the Lord's great compassion reaching out to you. Be comforted that he loves you beyond what we can comprehend. And that's my prayer, that we can understand more and more the great love of God, which transcends understanding, knowledge. There's no height, breadth, depth that can separate us from his love. Beloved, I love you, and we'll continue on with tomorrow's broadcast and share some final thoughts. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me, and I do invite you to write. If there are areas of need in your life, it's important that we stand with one another's power in agreeing prayer. If two or three would agree as it touching anything, our Father will hear and answer. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.